This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah, Hetz is how you start a President's Day right there. Haven't heard that combo in a while. Welcome in, everybody. Happy, happy February 17th. Rob Ellis, Al Morgani, 4 hours of power in for the midday, guys. Joe and Hugh, Francisco Rojas, holding it down on the ones and the twos. What's up, Al?
What's the ones and the twos?
That's like fancy talk for producer.
Oh,
yes.
Why is it ones and twos?
It's like an old music thing.
Oh, it's...
Right, Francisco? He doesn't even know.
I figured Al would know this.
By the way, what's with the fancy mic cover in there, the Purple Prince mic cover?
Well, I think Ike has a red one, so I went to the engineers, and I was like, hey, you know, I'm not, like... Is there different colors that I could have, you know?
Okay. Is that like binary stuff?
Is it like what?
Binary stuff? Ones and twos?
I don't even know what he's talking about. Rob, can you help me out here?
No.
He's shaking his head too.
I'm not getting involved in this.
Well, isn't that how you'd program? One non-binary or binary, one and two?
Binary means something else these days.
I'm pretty sure it means something else.
Yeah, let's keep moving. Al, way to go at 10:01.
Well, I thought that was a computer thing.
Now, can we refer to Francisco by his name, or is he just the sign now that he has the purple? Is he like Prince was back in the day? Just the symbol in there? I'm going to call him the symbol the rest of the day. Thank you, symbol.
What did I do to deserve this?
I don't know. But Al, you're supposed to be retired.
Yeah.
You work more than any retiree I've ever seen.
Well, it's kind of gets you out of the house.
That's a good point. You know, speaking of the house, I lost power at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, the trees came down everywhere.
We got it back like 4 a.m. It was out
Isn't
from 5 p to
when
4 a.m.
Everything gets lit up at 4 a.m.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome.
Beep, all the alarms.
And we still have our power, Rob, and you're kind of close to me. I think you're Delco.
It's weird. So I had I coached 7th and 8th grade basketball.
Yeah.
Okay. And we had a tournament game last night. And I won't dive too deep into the Delco thing here, but I'm in Broomall, and everything, you know, like where I was at in Broomall was out. Everything in Springfield was out.
Yeah.
And then I got over to, I guess it was Morton, where my game was, and no issues at all. Like two towns over. Everything was fine. Did you have any issues in Jersey?
Yeah, we had trees that come down, so the streets were closed, and that were a couple. One of the bars that lost everything, so the other bar got packed. Like Medford didn't have a whole bunch of places.
You're right. Yeah.
But I wouldn't let the dogs out because of the trees were coming, like there were big branches coming down, so I didn't let the dogs out.
Good move.
Yeah, that's all. I went out, but they couldn't.
It was some serious wind last night, man.
Yeah, going to continue today a little bit.
Yeah.
It was loud. It was like the hawk was out, just could hear it.
No doubt. All right, so look, you and I haven't been on since the Eagles won the Super Bowl, so... We got a lot of ground to cover here, Al. And it's President's Day, so we have a fun little side topic that we're going to throw in
Day
there.
Day off, you buy furniture and cars and stuff, right?
Basically.
That refrigerators.
I heard you and Rob saying this when I came in. I remember before it was all, we got them all and consolidated it to just President's Day. You used to get two.
You got two. You got the first guy, Washington, and...
Lincoln.
Beard, yeah. Yeah, we got those two.
The first guy in the beard.
Yeah, you got those two. One was the cherry tree thing, which I don't know was true or not. And the other one was with the, you know, tall guy.
Yes, he was tall.
Yeah.
You can't teach tall.
It was the Embiid of presidents.
Yeah, but he showed up every day,
Al. He showed up every day.
Guy tried to get through it after he got shot. Don't compare him to Embiid. Right. Come on, man. Let's just kind of walk through this thing, and I want to get your thoughts on organizationally, Al, when you think about it from this standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Three Super Bowl appearances in the last 8 years,
mm-hmm.
two wins, four consecutive trips to the playoffs. And usually if this team has a down year, they very rarely stay down. It's usually the next year right back up. The crown jewel in Philadelphia, and it's really not even close from that standpoint.
Right now, oh yeah. Oh no, it's the, I mean, it hides a lot of stuff for the other teams too. They're that good. Even the Phillies, you know, good as they've been, it's this kind of like, it's funny, like one sport shouldn't relate to another, but people always do it.
Yeah.
Like, well, if the Eagles are doing them, why can't the Phillies do this? Well, there's a different set of rules here and there and everywhere, and it's different, you know, obviously culture, but it becomes like, all right, you got to be like the Phillies now. And for a while you got to be like the Eagles. For a while it was the Phillies.
Well, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, so, you know, they are the crown jewel.
Well, all right, let me ask you this. You brought it up. The pitchers and catchers are already in full squad reports today in Clearwater. So they're underway now, this Phillies 2025 season.
Yeah.
And I just because you brought it up, it sort of sparked something for me. Is there more pressure on them because of the Eagles, or is there more pressure on the Phillies because they've gotten close the last few years and the core group of these guys is in their 30s now, 32-ish?
I think that's the reason. I think there's going to be more pressure than people anticipate on that team. And some of it will be the Eagles. And I was telling you, if you have a subscription to the New York Times or The Athletic, there's a terrific story by Gelb today.
Matt Gelb,
by the hitting coach.
Kevin Long.
He doesn't overtly bury anybody, but there's some strong suggestions in there that what they do doesn't work, which we all knew.
Yeah.
Like it's another case of the fans calling and screaming about stuff, and then 6 months later you'll see somebody in the organization say, you know,
acknowledge it.
Yeah, we chase too many pitches, we don't have any discipline, and you're already starting to hear about that leadoff hitter and this, that, and the other thing. And there were actually suggestions in there, like some people aren't going to want to hear some of these things, but we're going to do this right in game.
When you say that, you mean players.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Look, Al, I got to tell you, and if you get a chance, check it out on The Athletic. That story is music to my ears.
To everybody's.
Like, I don't care if feelings are hurt or guys say, well, I've been doing it this way for 10 years. I don't care.
No.
If you don't change, nothing will change.
Yeah.
And they have to, and whether that means guys get ticked off and they're angry at the, I don't care. You know, I go far enough back to remember 1980, and a lot of those guys during the season hated Dallas Green.
Yeah.
Good. Light a fire, and you have to establish this.
And that's where I just said you don't compare one to the other. But you can compare how the attitude is one to another.
Right.
In my opinion, the Eagles, everything was with the defensive coordinator came in and changed everything right from the training camp. Right.
Yes.
From training
100%.
Camp. 100%. Like, you know, the practices they ran, the toughness they ran with, and give full credit to the head coach for allowing this to happen and basically say our approach wasn't working. Their approach changed. It became a much more physical, much nastier side, and that carried over. And I think that's what you're going to see. I hope that's what you're going to see with the Phillies. I know the manager's, he's Canadian. He's basically maple syrup. So
he's laid back.
Publicly. But he'll push a little bit now. And the fact that somebody on your staff would say this means that you have the approval up top to do this.
Well, it means it's coming from up top.
Well, and the buy-in has to be from the veterans.
Yeah.
And the buy-in has to be from the shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy that, he's the key to this.
Well, and Harper, because Harper dictates everything.
Well, yeah.
Everything flows through Harper. And I'm not worried. He's the guy I'm least worried about. But if he's saying, hey, fellas, we do need to approach this differently, then everybody else is going to buy in, I believe.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's where I give the Eagles credit for what they did, the whole culture, what's gone. That's where you can compare and have the pressure on. The pressure will be on the Phillies to acknowledge their shortcomings like the Eagles did.
Without a doubt.
Get a linebacker, do this, do that. Isn't it weird, though, that people, that you listen to the fans and it's they're ahead of the curve on almost everything.
Yeah, they're dead on.
It's incredible.
Look, if you're a, let's be honest, Al, if you're a baseball fan and you've watched this team, you know how talented they are, but you know they can also, they're their own worst enemy.
Yeah.
And you know, I think for a while the Phillies tried to sort of just lean into whatever these guys like to do and what their strengths are, and now they've reached the point where they realize it ain't going to happen this way, and we have to change
it. It ain't
going to
happen in the postseason or later in the season.
So look, if you want to jump in and talk Phillies, you know, with them being underway now, full-blown here in Clearwater, and we're a week removed from the Super Bowl, you certainly can. But I think most of the Delaware Valley is still basking in this Eagles Super Bowl. And let me play something for you right out of the chute, Al, because I think this goes to your point about the culture that the Eagles established, not only from the guys who were here and knowing that they needed to change things from last year, but the way that the new guys were welcomed in. And no greater example of this. I want you to hear this. This is Saquon Barkley the night before the Super Bowl. This is from Eagles Unscripted, and how he addressed the team regarding the Chiefs.
I want to start by saying thank you to everyone in this room. And I just want to thank you guys for welcoming me in and showing so much love and so much support. I think you hear a common theme up here, right? And I think every single one of us bring up team. And as I watch film throughout the whole week, my confidence is even grow even more, and I hope you guys are feeling the same thing. These guys can't f*** with us. They really can't. I don't care how many times they've been here. I don't care how many times they won it. They haven't seen a team like this.
First of all, that's so good. It's so good, right? And we're gonna play you Jalen. We're going to play you Zach Bond, a bunch of the Eagles players, and how they address the team before the game. But what you had in there, Al, was, first off, thanks for taking me in like I've been here my whole career, right?
Yeah.
And I know it's easy to do when the guy's a great player. It's easy to just open arms. Come on, Saquon. But that tells you there's a culture established where it's about the team and it's about us, right? Then he also goes on to show the confidence that, you know what? I'm watching this and I know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're not beating us. And they went in with that kind of attitude. That wasn't false bravado or just trying to pump guys up for the sake of pumping them up. That was, I believe in you. You should believe in you. And we're going to crush these guys. And that's exactly how it played out. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Sometimes you just know, but you got to sell it to your locker room that you know. I've seen a couple of teams do it in my sport where it's like they just knew. They just knew they were underdog and they knew they were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it happens. But you got to have your guys believe. I give Sirianni credit for being corny.
I do, too.
Because
that plays in that room,
well,
Al.
Well, it plays in almost every room. It sounds dumb. But even if you coach high school or whatever, or you've played high school, wear your hat on backwards, do this. I mean, you can go overboard with it sometimes, but as long as your leaders buy into it and then do whatever stupid thing it seems like, whatever t-shirt, whatever slogan is on there, sometimes that's the hard. I mean, in Olympics, I see that all the time. It's a belief, and that carried through with this team, plus the awesome talent, obviously.
Well, I think in pro sports in general, when you get to the top, there's a real fine line between the best teams. They're relatively close, right? Top three or four. And the difference sometimes can be that buy-in, be that belief. And this goes back to Sirianni's first year when he did the whole plant thing.
Yeah.
Because
the
veterans were the ones who were behind him now. It was Kelsey and Fletcher Cox and those guys.
They bought into it.
Yeah.
So you look at it, and it comes from their front office has been terrific, all the moves.
Yeah.
Now imagine Saquon. I don't think it's a small deal that it came from the Giants. And the Giants were put on public blast with that TV
Hard
thing.
Knocks.
It's just ridiculous.
It's one of the all-time.
It was one of the all-time.
Undressing.
And I think it even pumped this up more.
Yep.
Like, look what we
Agreed.
Look at this. Yeah, it was great.
I mean, you could not, from a perfect storm standpoint from the Giants, to have that unfold on TV where your owner is literally telling the GM, like, I'd hate to see him go. I'd especially hate to see him go there. Not only does he go there, he goes there and he spanks you guys. You have a terrible season. He sets the all-time rushing mark, regular season and postseason, and they win a Super Bowl. And here's the kicker. They kept that guy on. Yeah. He's still there. No, he survived that.
It's crazy. It's just crazy. It's beyond anything I've ever seen, and it makes you even feel better here about your front office. You know, look at, because you usually go by, you know, you look at the division. It's like, oh my God, this is the varsity, and everybody else is the JV.
It's amazing. It really is. All right, one of the things I want to throw out there, Eagles wise, for everybody, you want to jump in 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. If you take Saquon out for a minute, because it's a given, the kind of impact that he had. If I asked you, Al, and I ask our audience, Eagles' best offseason move was? Now, let me give you throw a couple choices out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just player. Zach Bond, Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, Mekhi Becton, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Cam Jurgens, you know, stepping in and being the center. You can throw your own in there. But if you had to choose one, you had to take Saquon out of there, what would be the one for you?
Fangio.
Okay. Yeah.
I just mentioned that that's their whole attitude at training camp when they started, and to be told, "You guys, I'm going to teach you how to work.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach you this. I'm not saying that obviously players play and they have to, but I mean, I think that really, you watch that game and it was like everybody's going in talking about the other guy, right? And then you watch that game. I was like, oh, my God, they can't deal with this. But you have to have a buy-in from your team. You've got to have, obviously, the talent that you put in, the structure. And really, it was a clinic.
It was. It really was. It was something, even now, even 8 days removed, I think in some ways, it hasn't sunk in. Like, winning the Super Bowl has sunk in, I think. I'll speak for myself. Winning the Super Bowl has sunk in. But the manner in which they just absolutely annihilated them. I mean, the way that they took it to them on both sides of the ball. I mean, that was the Chiefs. That wasn't some team that just snuck in, you know, miraculously. This was a team that was going for a three-peat with Mahomes and Andy Reid and Spagnuolo and Kelce. And they were never, ever, ever in that game.
Never. Never. Never in it. Never could Amazing. Adjust to anything that went on.
Yeah.
They were so out. They were so, you know, Saquon, in addition to all his, in addition to the big numbers he put up,
yeah,
he should also get a lot of credit for the big number he didn't have in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because to get him to that number opened everything up for other guys to get numbers, to get points.
Spagnuolo said, I'm taking him away. Well, okay. And then everybody else shined.
So it's like, okay, that was the biggest plus you had.
Yeah.
That everybody's looking there. And meanwhile, you're losing everything on the other side.
You go with Fangio, and it's a great answer. Here's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Zach Bond, and here's why. Not only did he play in a spectacular manner, but you think about it, he was, through his first 4 years of his career, and he even said himself, like he had lost his love for the game. He was contemplating maybe even hanging it up. He was a special teamer and an occasional edge rusher on third down, third and longs. That's what he was. He was a specialist and a special teams player. To sign him and had the foresight to move him, whether it was Fangio or Howie or whomever, to that inside linebacker spot, and he becomes a first-team All-Pro. I mean, that's the kind of, you do need that too, Al. Like, you got to nail draft picks and, you know, for big free agent signings like Saquon, but you got to find the hidden gems here. And you found an ultimate hidden gem at a position that had been an issue for them for a very long time, linebacker. It's incredible.
It is, and it becomes a priority now, obviously.
Big time.
This will be if he doesn't end up coming back, things will turn so quickly on the fan base of like your geniuses.
People are hypersensitive about that position too. Like,
yes,
you better bring him back.
It's another case where the fans been screaming for years.
And they've been right. And they have been right. All right. 215-592-9494. Also, it's President's Day, Al. Mm-hmm. And in the next segment, I'll tell you how we're going to tie our little side topic in to President's Day. We'll kick it off with Tom. Appreciate everybody's patience, by the way. Tom in Alabama, you're on 94 WIP. Hey, Tom.
Yo, Rob.
What's up, Tom?
How's everybody?
Good, brother.
Hey, I know you're taking a lot of calls, and it's been 2 years, but we had a conversation like 2-3 weeks after they lost 57, and you said to me immediately, Tom, I could tell by your voice, you know, you're not over it. That's why I didn't ask the question if you're over it. I said I wouldn't be over it until probably I took my last breath. Well, I think I'm going to get over it a little bit better now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was You know what it was? It was like a giant enema that game. it cleaned exactly. out a lot of systems, Tom.
Exactly. You know, what a total team effort. And, you know, from the coach, owner, the GM, and I was just crediting Barkley. You know, too, really, if you take a look at the fact where he pulls up in that Giants game, the first one, then he pulls up from that long run and shows class. I forget what game it was. Yeah. Hey, he could have broke that record, you know, with Eric Dickerson. If they really wanted to, they sat him down. He could have really done it, but he didn't. He took a back seat to the team, and that was the ultimate goal, to get to the Super Bowl. And the only way you win a Super Bowl is to get to it. But this fashion in which they did, I mean, I've never seen anything in 58 years. And, you know, I respect what you said about Baum, but that's why my answer is Vangio, because there's no telling in professional sports, in the four of them, how many players get away when you don't have the right coordinator, coach, assistant, / whatever, to recognize the right personnel in the right position, just the same as scheme or any kind of game plan, so to speak.
It's fair. Look, here's what they needed more than anything else with the way last year went with Sean Desai and Patricia. It was a disaster, right? But what we also had heard was, guys are failing. They're not making weight, right? It's like discipline stuff. Guys have to come out because they're gassed. Fangio came in and you know, as the adult in the room, which they needed badly, and just said, this is the way we're doing it. We're going to go harder from the jump.
Right.
You guys are going to be able to play every single play. And Jalen Carter turned into just a monster because he played every down. I mean, he just completely changed that side of the ball. Totally.
Yeah. The whole attitude. The whole attitude at practice.
With Sirianni going on, you know, about the fact he didn't throw it in everybody's face, and he even said it was good, but I had lost 2 years ago was good. You know, the Eagles, once he got there, you know, remember how they were getting injured all the time, and everybody was questioning the Eagles personnel staff as far as the doctors and all. That, you know, the Eagles have been basically injury, not free, but pretty much, they've been healthy the whole time since he took over. That's another thing.
Tom, listen, agreed, man, and appreciate it. They, Al, they 2 years, you go 2 years back, even though they lost the game, every starter from week one was starting. You go to this past week, other than N'Kobe Dean, you know, they had a couple guys here and there, but not many. When all things considered, with the way it goes with the NFL, where it's a war of attrition, they've been crazy healthy. And some of that's good fortune, but some of that is the way you go about your business, too.
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly what it is. But you can practice hard.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. I mean, didn't they wear like their T-shirts, that box drill that they had, that killer drill?
Yeah.
That's the tone you set from the beginning.
Agreed.
It paid off at the end.
Yeah. And look, I said it before, I'll say it again. The motivation of avenging a loss in a game you felt like you should have won 2 years ago is so much greater than going for a three-peat. It just is. The three-peat's nice. This was like air for these guys needing to win this game. That's the difference. Anthony's in Bala Cynwyd. Anthony, you're on with Al and Rob. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Rob.
What's up, Anthony?
Hope you guys are well.
You too, man.
Hey, Rob, this is Anthony, man. I called you immediately after the Super Bowl when you guys were on the air, man. I was so excited.
I remember. Yeah.
It was a great time, man. I really appreciate this Super Bowl even more than the first one, because this one seemed like it was really homegrown. It was our guys, man. That first Super Bowl had a lot of guys that were brought in on a one-year contract, and we brought in a lot of vets to try to get over that hump. And so we did. We got over it. We utilized a lot of guys, a lot of young guys in this one, man. And, like, these guys were just, you know, brought up in Philly, man, and with the Eagles, man.
Well, you know what? I think the difference is, Ant. The first one was a relief for everybody that they finally got one, and this one was a flex because it was a beatdown.
Indeed. So, man, now with Jalen, moving forward, do you think he could or would get the respect of being able to win on his own terms, not having to be compared to a Lamar or a Josh or a Burrow?
I think this, and Al, I'm curious where you fall on this, but I think him winning this one, Anthony, puts to bed that stuff. I do. I think people will finally realize it's not just about numbers. It's not, oh, what do you throw for 5,000 yards? Whatever. He does it differently. He's a combo package, and that's good. That's not a bad thing. He can do it with his wheels. He can do it with his arm. Not all quarterbacks are created equally in terms of numbers. All the guy does is win. So I personally, if a Super Bowl win like this against Patrick Mahomes and Steve Spagnuolo doesn't put it to rest, I don't know what will. Al, where are you at on this?
When you're so fresh off of something, you feel one way or the other. I don't think it goes any more than you just win games.
And he does.
It's pretty simple to me that you don't care about one thing or another thing and just win. You don't lose. I don't like the term game manager because of what it means.
Right. It's a negative connotation, even though it's not a bad thing.
It shouldn't be as negative a connotation.
No.
When you got a running back like you had, you look at what he did basically at times is what Barkley did in the Super Bowl.
Correct. Sacrifice your stats for the team.
You're going to go in.
100% now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's pretty simple.
Yep.
You know, that's pretty cool on the Eagles side, on Barkley's side. But, you know, on the side of the Chiefs with Andy, with those and their whole approach, man, it's amazing that they never adjusted to that and tried to play the Eagles as opposed to playing Barkley. My last point in respect to your question, I think Fangio is the greatest selection on the offseason, man, because he came in with a new attitude and implemented that attitude. And I was down on him in the beginning, man, with the way things were going. But that cat got in there and got to work, man, and turned that thing around and got those guys to buy in, and they bought in, and they got the job done.
Yep.
Peace and blessings, man.
Right, you too.
Good to hear you, Doc.
You too. All right, Ant. You got it, man.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and rejoice.
Merrill and Mike right there with the call as the game closed out. Welcome back in, everybody. Rob Ellis, Al Morgani. WIP Middays, we're in for Joe and Hugh on this President's Day. Hope you had a day off. I will say this. I don't know if it's any kind of true measure, but a good amount of cars on the road. I don't know how many people are off today.
I came in, it was pretty, well, there was some traffic because I had to get around
some down trees
and stuff.
Yeah.
But I got to say, this football season was so perfect that even the parade day was surrounded by horrible weather. And then they pick, then they get the one.
The
no,
one,
really.
I know, you're right.
You look at it. Look at it. Okay, well, Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday.
It's horrible.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. Beautiful day. Horrible, horrible.
You're right.
I'm like, how good was this? This is everything.
You know what it reminded me of? And the Phillies parade was way warmer.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But you remember how crazy it was 08 leading up with the continuation game?
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that day, which was Halloween, it was like 70 degrees.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, this was perfect. And, and just all around it was just, imagine it, and winds like this if you're trying.
Oh my God. Well, you know what's really cool now? We have, with technology, the drone footage now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those drone shots of the crowds at the parade were awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like awe-inspiring seeing that many people together. It was really, really neat, man.
Yeah.
It's worth it. All that time you put in, all that effort, all that care, when you get the payoff like that, it's the best. I am curious, Al, with the Eagles taking you all the way up until February 9th, whatever it was, right? Taking you that far. And the winter teams, one which you cover very closely with the Flyers, but the winter teams, let's put it gently, struggling the way that they are.
Yeah.
Is it going to be just a leapfrog right from the Eagles to the Phillies in your estimation?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Flyers continue on a rebuild. I mean, they play hard every night and one goal games.
Yeah.
They'll be tough. There'll be some interest there on just what they're going to do with the trade deadline.
And it's a deeper draft, right?
It's a very, because it's the first one where all the kids from COVID all had really good time to develop.
Yeah.
So there's a lot there. So and they can make moves. But the worry, to me, the only team that's in any sort of real crisis is the Sixers.
Agreed.
And not just because of themselves, because of the whole league, which I'm hoping that I'm now starting to see actually some players in the league who are fed up with the image of the league, that the image of the league has become so bad that even they are realizing we got to do something.
Yeah.
Because we're embarrassing ourselves.
Well, I will say this. The commissioner, who a lot of people laud, to me, I think he's a horrible commissioner, Adam Silver.
No.
I think he's a guy, I hated the way he jumped in and basically forced Sam Hinkie out. I didn't like that. I don't want the commissioner having that kind of power unless there's something going on that's nefarious. I like that to me was a disgrace, and I lost all respect for him to begin with. However, the biggest issue is he's allowed the players to run the league to the point where it is not a priority for them to play despite making $40 million a year. And it has gotten to the point where it has so turned fans off. And you're right, Al. Like a guy like Draymond Green coming out saying our product is boring other day says all you need to know. That league is in trouble. I don't care what the rate. They can spin ratings and they can spin other things and look at the TV deals and all this. I will tell you, as someone who is a fan of the NBA, that I am turned off, man. Like, I didn't watch a minute this weekend.
I think the first thing is you acknowledge it. I mean, and the president or the commissioner, whatever you want to call him, I mean, when he came out a few weeks ago with an opinion that one way to fix things is to drop the number of minutes to 10.
Yeah, from 12 to 10.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Everybody's complaining that your guys are lazy and don't play.
And you're going to ask them to do less.
To get less?
Al, I'll tell you exactly what that was. Oh. That was, look over there so you're not really seeing the real problem. I'm going to distract you.
Yeah, well, the real problem is you got to get guys that want to play.
Yeah.
That's simple.
Plain and simple.
It's pretty simple.
Look at the dunk contest. You can't get one of your legitimate guys. Like, Mac McClung wins again. Gray. Who cares? It's a bunch of no-names. And again, I'm going to sound like the old man. I don't care. Back in the day, you'd have Jordan, you'd have Doc, you'd have guys who, Dominique, guys who were established stars who still went out and did it. Why can't these guys go out and do it?
I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's crazy to me that, but I do think, I give them credit if they're starting to acknowledge what they're hearing all around. Like, this is a joke.
Yeah.
This is just a joke.
So in addition to the Eagles, Matt Gelb's got a piece in The Athletic that is fascinating where he talks to Kevin Long, the Phillies hitting coach. And in it, and again, it's a detailed piece for sure. And in it, he talks about the emphasis with everybody across the board, including the stars, and it may ruffle feathers, that they have to change this approach where they have to be more selective. Now, they talked about some of this last year going in, if you remember, but this feels like more, like to me, this wasn't a coincidence that this piece was put out.
No.
Like this is, we want everybody to know, and we're going to put the spotlight on the players for this.
Yeah, and we're going to, you know, people might sit because of these things. We're going to break in the game.
Or some batting order might get changed up.
Yeah, something like that. It's like, that's good. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, it's like I just said, once you address your problem, you address your problem. The Eagles addressed the problem. They would, from training camp, they addressed the problem.
Exactly.
Finally.
No, you're right. You're right. Absolutely. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Wilmington. Jeff, you're on with Al and Rob. What's up, Jeff?
Al and Rob, what's up?
Hey, bud, how are you?
You know, you don't have to squint to see a dumpster fire.
Thank you, Daryl Morey.
you can just feel it. You don't need to.
We all feel it. Trust me. What they have done to that organization is it's an awful product.
And you said it earlier, just a few minutes ago, the league itself, it's just a bad product. Bad product.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm trying to get into the Flyers. I really want the Flyers to get back. So we'll have something to do between February and April.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Kind of right to the Phillies for me. So my guy for the biggest or the most important change in the team, to me, has to be Fangio.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was able to, A, get those guys to work and get them to fall into his system. But he's got a lot of young guys, and he has to convince the older guys who had to take a back seat, you know, like Avante Maddox. You know,
right.
He's not a starter anymore. But he's bought in to the fact that, you know, Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship are in his spot, one of his spots.
Good point. You know, and Jeff, as witnessed by for a second when Cooper had to come out, he comes in and makes
exactly.
a play. Yeah.
Makes a big play, yeah. So, for me, it's him. I mean, obviously, Saquon, that really bolstered the offense. But I got to go with the one guy that got a whole bunch of dudes to work together and play, you know, way better than – I didn't expect him to be that good. You know, not this year, maybe next year, but, man. I mean, the first four games of the season are basically throwaways for me because they don't do you know, none of the starters playing preseason anymore or, you know, in the preseason game.
Yeah.
So you kind of need three or four games to figure out who you are and what you're going to be. And that's kind of what they did. I mean, you know, they got the bye week at the right time and, you know, he got them all to buy
in. Jeff, I was hopeful that the defense would be decent. And let the offense cook and let them carry them. And that's
exactly.
really what my expectation was. For them to go from bottom five in every category to top three in every category is crazy in one season.
There was a TikTok I saw yesterday, and it was an animated one where it showed the teams, every team, where they ranked through the season giving up yards. And the Eagles started out near the bottom. And as each week went on, they were at the top. By the time they got to week 16 or 17, they were at the top.
Amazing.
Of least amount of yards given up. It was really cool to look at. It took about 30 seconds, but it was pretty neat. I don't know what it was kind of small, so I couldn't really read it, the actual number, but yeah, they, of course, we know they ended up on top.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. Jeff, good stuff, man. Appreciate it. Good hearing from you.
All right, guys.
Al, think about this, right? Just to back up what I was just saying about the 23 versus 24 numbers. So they were 30th in points per game in 2023. Okay. They were 31st against the pass, 31st on third downs, and 26th in total yards. Okay. This year, second in points per game, first against the pass, first in first downs, third on third down, and fifth in the red zone.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, for all that to happen on the fly in one year is amazing. You know, and it takes a lot of things. Like, it takes somebody like Zach Bond playing at that level, it takes somebody like Jalen Carter going from, wow, unbelievable potential to, you know, just train wrecker, you know, kind of guy.
And it takes a running back to have time of possession on your side so much.
Great point.
Yeah.
No, it's a great point. And it takes hitting on two rookies who are just ready made.
Yeah.
With there's no red shirt, there's no you know, stub their toe a little bit. These guys were like step in and all pro level kind of players.
Yeah. And it takes acknowledging when a guy you got isn't going to get the job done to kind of write him out of the process quickly.
But let me go back to Sirianni for a minute with you. You know, he's still a guy. Like, I started my show off yesterday after you guys. My very first call, the guy rips Sirianni, which I can't even. Unbelievable. But I still don't know that there's the respect level for a guy who all he's done is win. I know what happened last year, but playoffs four straight years, Super Bowl, Super Bowl win. I mean, the best start of any Eagles coach ever. And I still don't know that the respect level is there for him.
Yeah, because they look at the talent level and what's happened previously. And, you know, you have to acknowledge what we said earlier was fans are usually on. Their instincts are usually good. So there's got to be something to this because fans aren't, you would think they'd completely buy in and some aren't. So there's something there. I mean, he's not everybody's cup of tea. And I don't even think it goes along age lines, like a lot of things go along age lines on how you approach players, how you talk about players, and hard on a player, whatever. But I don't think it goes that way. I think, like me, like when I listen to him, if I try to project myself in whatever locker room, it wouldn't work with me, but it doesn't matter because it works with what he's got there. That's the only thing that matters.
That's my biggest thing. Like, I think people underrate connectivity and buy-in.
Yeah.
I think people want tangible X and O's. He drew up this play. Like, I think they want that to validate a guy's existence more than just...
Yeah,
like, I thought Charlie Manuel was great at that. He was a great connector and knew how to handle these guys.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, Tony La Russa doing a, you know, some double switch. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's more to it.
Well, there is, but in football, I mean, you got your defensive coordinator. You did your X's and O's.
Yeah.
That's
and let that guy handle it.
Exactly.
There's something to be said for that, though.
There's a lot to be said for it. If that's the way you're going to, if that's the structure, if that's your flow chart, that's your flow chart.
And you don't have to Bigfoot the guy because you trust him.
Yeah. It's as simple as that. And what you also have to acknowledge is that it appears to be an attractive place to want to come now. And then that's a big deal.
For sure.
That's a big deal.
It is a very big deal. All right. We'll continue to mix these in throughout the course of the show. A little bit earlier, we played Saquon Barkley the night before. So Jalen Hurts, obviously, you know, the screensaver of the confetti coming down and using that as motivation. Here's what he had to say when he was addressing the team before the game.
Last time being here, this changed my life. It changed my life and it changed my mentality and it changed everything. Because for so long, you know, I was seeking. What would I do when I got this moment again? What would I do when this opportunity met me again? On the biggest stage, everybody watching. And I didn't get benched. I put on a good show. And I couldn't have done that without you guys. But I left that was so empty. It doesn't matter but winning. And when you talk about team sports and you talk about everything that we've gone through, that's been a mission this whole motherfucking time. So, you know, for all the hard work and all everything that we've been able to do to this point, just take it one play at a time, let it come to you, and ask yourself how you want to be remembered.
That's pretty good. Pretty good, man. It's very him. It's very him right there. And I think everybody was sort of waiting, Al, after the game, whether it was, you know, that night. He was having fun. He had a cigar and doing his thing. He was doing his thing. But I think everybody was waiting for him to just get nuts. I don't know that gear's there for him. He's just a focused, buttoned up, sort of locked in dude.
Yeah, he's not. You're not going to see him going. The only time he opened up was after he had that injury when he played. He was a little old. But that's who he is. I mean, you can't change who people are like that.
But don't be a fake. Just be who you are.
Yeah, and it seems to work with his teammates.
Absolutely. Warren's in Gwinnett Valley. Warren, you're on 94 WIP with Alan Robb. What's up, Warren?
Hey, Alan Robb. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Warren.
I want to piggyback on what you just were talking about that we've been listening to about Jalen Hurts and his screensaver and, you know, what he's been carrying for the last 2 years to get to this point to win the Super Bowl. And translate that to the Phillies, where they've been to the World Series, but they haven't gotten the job done. And I'm just wondering, what's on Trey Turner's screensaver? What's on Bryce Harper's screensaver? What's on Topper's screensaver? What are they going to do? Because I think this is the last year that this team is coming back, period, because they're getting older and they're running it back for the third time. And it's either the charm or it's time to blow the team up.
Warren, I think you're right. I mean, think about it from this perspective. Schwarber's a free agent after this year. Real Muto's a free agent after this year. Castellanos will have 1 year left. Those guys are all, include Harper and Turner, you know, and Nola, and they're all around that sort of same age. And like you said, they've gotten close now a bunch of times. It's hard to continue to get up there and not quite get over the hump. They're in better do it now territory. This is a massive season for this group. It really is.
It is. And with the salaries that Harper and Turner are carrying, and they can free up some of them by getting rid of the players you just mentioned, but this team needs to get younger, faster, just better. It's been very disappointing these last 2 years.
Well, they've gone backwards. You went from game six of a World Series to, you know, the next respective seasons taking a step back, not getting as far.
Yeah. And then two more things is our pitchers, like Wheeler, he's not going to want to stay here if this team gets blown up. And, you know, you're going to have to start cutting everybody, you know, from pitching all the way down. It's going to get really bad if they can't get this done this year. It's really a shame because they had so much opportunity. But I think the players took too much control over the team. And Harper let the asylum get run by the players too much. And this is going to have to be a much different attitude from spring training on through.
Yeah.
How many games they win, they've got to, A, make the playoffs, and, B, have what it takes to get to the series.
Yeah, I mean, and I think I'm far from writing this team off. Let me be really clear about that. I think they have the best starting pitching depth in baseball, and there's still a lot of really good players there. If they are able, it's a big if they're able to really adopt this approach that Kevin Long is talking about in this piece with Matt Gelb, then there's no reason to think that this team can't win a World Series, but they really have to buy in, and sometimes, a lot of times, that's a hard thing for veteran players who are established, a.k.a. making a lot of money, to do. So it's on them now. I mean, they're good enough, but they have to do it.
I have an answer to your question, but if I have one more quick thing to say.
Real quick.
This team was celebrating, you know, playoff games and winning the division, and that really bugged me that they were just too much out, you know, beyond the game. And I don't know how the other fans feel about that, but that really burned me that they were celebrating before winning the World
Series. All right, well, give me your answer, and then we'll hit that.
I would go with the off-season move that I really appreciate was keeping Nick Sirianni.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah.
Because without him, you know, the glue holding the whole team together and all his, you know, his mantras and things, I think that it might have possibly fallen apart between offense and defense without that glue.
No, it's an interesting answer, Warren. I didn't even put it in the choices, Al. I probably should have. Shame on me.
Yeah.
The Eagles stayed very businesslike through each playoff win, and it was, hey, we got another game, man. This isn't about now. This is not about getting to the Super Bowl. It's about winning. They approach it a little bit differently. The Phillies, and baseball kind of does this in general.
That, yeah.
They celebrate after each series win. I'm okay with it. I like to see the guys let loose, let their hair down, and have fun. I don't. Warren has an issue. I don't, personally.
No, it's a series, not one game. I mean,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. I kind of like it, actually.
I do, too. I like to see them have fun and celebrate a little bit. I'm okay.
And then, they'll say the mandatory, we still got work to do.
And let me put it this way. I don't think because they're celebrating after winning one series that they're like, whatever, in the next series. I still think they're locked in the same way. Dennis is in Newtown. Dennis, you're on 94WIP. Hey, Dennis.
Hey.
What's going on,
Dennis?
Good
morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Good, brother.
Good. Hey, I guess I would go with Vic Fangio. You know what that showed me this year, to be honest, is here's a guy who's been around a really long time. I'm an old timer myself, by the way, and he's got all this experience that he can really, if he connects with his team, he can teach these guys, and they'll be able to build on that forever, right? That's just the foundation. He comes back this year, he's going to make him even better. And what I thought it really said was, you know what? Young guys, young people are looking for that kind of discipline if it's done in the right way. You mentioned the connectivity of the team, and that started with Sirianni up top through the whole, I mean, Lowry, Roseman, Sirianni. And I think that's what really, it just all came together at the right time. And it's good to see because people with experience have a lot to give. They still have a lot to give, right?
Well, it has to be approached the right way. Like, if you're I'm talking about on Fangio's end. Like, you're not just going to say, hey, I've been around, I know everything. No, I mean, you have to know how to do it. But I also think, Dennis, and when you're saying this, it's peaking something in my pea brain here. But it's the Sixers. You allowed Joel Embiid to do whatever the hell he's wanted for a decade. And now you're reaping, and the rewards is a wrong word, but what you sowed, okay?
Yeah, but to go back to that point, isn't that the way it is in the NBA from the top down?
In most cases, there's the Heat might be the exception. Yeah,
but the players run a program.
Correct.
The Phillies, you know, I'm okay with them celebrating as well when they win. But you know what I don't like about that team that really got me really a little bit ticked off last year? They don't seem to have that, I'll call it dog mentality. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
When they're in a game and it's a decisive moment, they seem to just not be up
shriveled
for that. They cower in the corner.
Yep.
And then you look up and they lose the series.
Well, I agree with you. I don't know that there's that. And thanks, Dennis. And I'm not putting this on Harper. Harper's had so many big moments for this team. So let me be clear. But there are a lot of other guys that I just kind of like, here we go again. And there isn't that one to sort of stand up and stop the bleeding, if you will, from a hitting perspective.
Yeah, it's the guy that the approach, the foul off. They've had a couple foul off, like 10 pitches. When they do, it's rare.
It's rare.
But they, you know, that changes a lot. But there's had some big moments like that. I thought their second baseman, I think he was hurt last year.
Elbow.
Yeah.
He's a big guy this year for them.
Yeah.
He's a really big piece.
I remember I did a lot of shows with you. I kept saying there's something wrong with him because that ain't him.
Exactly.
And that's a big difference coming in.
It's going to be interesting, he and Bohm. You know, what you get out of both of those guys.
Yeah, I like Bohm more than most, I guess. I mean, who's the guy they wanted to get that went to the Red Sox?
Bregman.
You know, that's a big move.
Big time.
I think
he'll play well there.
Well, I mean, they went way out of that. I don't even know where he's going to play there.
He's going to play second, I think.
But they went way out of their way to get him.
Absolutely.
To make that work. So, I mean, Bohm to me is a pretty good player. And I know people don't like his look. You know, he looks like he whines a bit.
Yeah,
but I don't know. You can't tell what's going on underneath.
Yeah.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.